Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
I hear Mom and Pom.
Yeah.
Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have someone else on the call. The number ends in 6683.
Yes, it's Kayla and my mom, my dad, and Stacy.
Wow.
Wow.
Kayla, Stacy, and Havana?
Yes, Ivana.
Ivana, okay.
Good evening.
Wow. Okay, well, do you want to go ahead and start reading?
Sure. I'll pick up reading in Exodus 28. And this is the plans for the tabernacle and the clothing for the priest. And consecrated Aaron, your brother, and his son Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, to be priests, to minister to me. Make special clothes for Aaron to indicate his separations to God. Beautify garment that will lead dignity to his work. Instruct those to whom I have given special skills as tailors to make the garment that will set him apart from others, so that he may minister to me in the priest's office. This is the wardrobe they shall make: a chest piece, an ephod, a robe, a checkered tunic, a turban, and a sash. They shall also make special garment for Aaron's son. The ephod should be made by the most skilled of the workmen, using blue, purple, and scarlet thread of fine twine linen. It will consist of two pieces, front and back, joined at the shoulders. And the sash shall be made of the same material, threads of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet, fine twine linen. Take two oxen stones and engrave on them the names of the tribes of Israel. Six names shall be on each stone, so that all the tribes are named in the order of their birth. When engraving these names, use the same technique as in making a seal and mount the stone in gold settings. Fasten the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the people of Israel. Aaron will carry these names before the Lord as a constant reminder. Two chains of pure twist gold shall be made and attached to gold clasps on the shoulders of the ephod. That was the reading out of Exodus 28, 1 through 14. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta.
Amen.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. We had two more callers join. Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
And Sister Shirley.
Yes.
All righty.
Let me do a roll call and welcome everyone. We have Mom and Pop. We have Auntie
yes.
Janet. Auntie Betty. We have Loretta, Kayla, Ivana, and Stacy, Auntie Carrie, and Sister Shirley. Welcome, everyone.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is the open session. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Welcome to you. It's an honor to God, my parents, and to each of you. We pray that the Holy Spirit will allow us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day, God blesses us. Let's take the time to glorify the Lord today. Every day is a day to pray to God, so you should make that on your calendar. God will take away your sins every day. Not just today, Jesus did it. Amen.
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 God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So can you do that? Could do it?
No, not my son. Grandson.
That was Trey?
Yes, it was Trey, Mom.
Very
Amen.
Great reading, Trey.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Angela, grandson.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and get started with the call. Let me see. We got some more callers. Hold on.
Amen.
Okay. The Auntie Marie?
Yes.
All right,
good
welcome. And Auntie
Dot? Yes.
Good welcome.
Oh, we got a full house tonight. Amen. Praise God.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get started 14. With our program. I'd like to start off with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm reading from John chapter 3, starting at verse 11. It said, "Very, very, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and we testify that we have been, and ye receive not the witness. If I had told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe? If I tell you heavenly things, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much the Son of Man be lifted up, that he shall ever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deed was evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither come to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that does truth come to the light, and his deed may be manifest, and that they are wrought in God. Amen.
Amen. Okay. If you can mute your phone, can you please mute? We're getting a lot of background noise. Just want to do a little housekeeping. Getting a lot of background noise, and it's difficult to hear the speaker. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Just unmute when I call upon your name. Well, thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes unto the hill. From his come my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, or the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Okay. Sister Shirley, would you like to go next?
Yes. Psalm 40, faith persevering in trial. I attended a Thanksgiving service today, and the subject of the sermon was the reason I'm thankful. He preached on David being in a pit. The three verses read as follows. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. His three main points were: God held him up, God helped him up, and God hooked him up. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I got from this that he said was, when you hold on to God in difficult situations, God will make sure you hold up in your difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
When God is your life, you have something to be thankful for. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Awesome. Okay. Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I was going to read Psalm 20. Do not put your trust in chariots or horses. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defended thee. Send thee from thy sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. grant thee according to thy own heart, and fulfill thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know that the Lord saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Amen.
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 Mighty. Thank you for that reading, T. Carey. Okay. Miss Ivana?
Yes. I'll be reading from, Kayla's going to start off, and I'm going to read Psalms 100, or recite Psalms 100.
Amen.
Amen.
As we were with Aunt Marie this afternoon,
what happened? What happened? Maybe she hit the mute. What happened? We don't hear.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with a joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us. We are his. We are the people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Ivana. Does Kayla have anything to say?
No, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Loretta?
Sure. Let's see. I am reading from Joel Osteen. And the title is Feed Your Faith. The reading can come out of 1 John 5:4. As a child, you have the power within you to overcome the world. That includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you hear the word of God and store it in your heart, your faith in God grows stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you through sickness, fear, worry, or financial mishap, put your faith to work by declaring the word of God. Declare that by his stripes you are healed. Declare that perfect love casts out all fear. Declare that God shall supply all your needs. Declare that because you are born of God, you have faith to overcome the world. Store the word of God in your heart today so you can declare it in your day of need. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Trey's going to go next, and he's coming out of Psalms 27:13.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I am so confident.
Loud.
I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
People.
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. That's beautiful.
Great job, Trey.
Amen.
Okay.
I will go next as a follow-up, still out of Psalm 27:13, and it's what my pastor preached on today. The title of his sermon was, I'm Not Giving Up.
Amen.
Life is a journey of ups and downs. Stuff and things just happen. God allows things to happen to get you back on track. Sometimes you deal with stuff that is self-induced drama of your own, and you're dealing with the fallout of it. Being a Christian does not mean you will be problem-free. The difference is you have hope in Christ. The three problems that he left us with is, and not giving up, is feed your mind with the Spirit of God. Stay in the Word. Stay away from the negative people that try to tell you that you can't do what God has given you the gift to do. And then continue to give God praises. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right.
Hey, Mother, would you like to share any words?
Yes, and it said what the Bible is all about, and the subject is God dreams. From the very beginning, God had a dream. The dream was for the man to be restored into the full fellowship with God. Jesus was the answer of that dream. All the godly men across the age who wrote the Bible picked up snatches of that dream and included them in their writing. Therefore, throughout the Bible, from the time of creation until the birth of Christ, you find the biblical writing referring to this Messiah dream. Jesus, then, is the center theme of the Bible. Abraham was his reflection in Melchizedek, king of Salem. Jacob called him Shiloh. To Moses, he was the Passover lamb of the lifted up one. To Joshua, he was captain of our salvation. Ruth saw him as a kingdom redeemer. Samuel portrayed him as our king. David called him Lion of Judah and the Good Shepherd. To Solomon, he was the beloved. Aaron and Nathan pictured him as our restorer. To Esther, he was our advocator. Job said he was my redeemer. Isaiah described him as a suffering servant. Jeremiah saw him at the potter wheel. Ezekiel called him the Son of Man. David called him the Prince and the Smiter of Stone. Hosea likened him to be the bridegroom, redeemer, a fallen wife. To Joel, he was the restorer. Amos saw him as a heavenly husband. To Obadiah, he was a savior. Jonah saw him as a resurrection and life. Michael called him a witness. To Nathan, he was a stronghold in the day of trouble. Habakkuk described him as God of my salvation. To Zechariah, he was a jealous Lord. Hezekiah saw he was the desire of all nations. Zechariah called him the righteous branch. Malachi declared him the son of righteousness. And John the Baptist cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Stacy, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
No, she's going to pass.
Okay. Auntie Marie?
Yes. Okay. I've been from Psalms chapter and starting at the verse, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O man, the Lord, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked upon him and were brightly, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his fears. The angels of the Lord account them that fears him and defer them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saint, for there is no want to them that fears him." Amen.
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 For that reading, Auntie Marie. Okay, Pop, would you like to share any words with us this evening?
Yes. The re-existence of Christ, John 1:1-14. "There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him light." "He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Pop. Okay. Auntie Janet, do you have any words to share with us this evening?
Yes, I would like to share from 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, beginning with verse 12. "A call to prayer. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself, a house of sacrifice. And if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command and the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this house or in this place. The Lord is calling us to pray. We are his people. And if you want to see a change in situations or conditions or even in the world, we are to seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, and then he will hear from heaven, and he will do that which we have asked him to do. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on in our program, and I will turn it over to Loretta to pray for the sick and shut in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now in Kevin Avery, Daddy Verna, Auntie Betty, Doretha Verna, Auntie Marie, Ruth Edwards, Belinda and family, the Matt family, the Rossiter family, Jesse Verna, Eileen Holliday, Latoya Simmons, Morgan Ross, Carlos and the Wells family, Sean Williams, Desert Kendrick, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Valerie Crockett, Brian, the Boyers family, the Moody family, Janet Williams, Eric, Tally and family, Josh and Kim, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Marianne, and Mary Lowe, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you make them whole again. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you decrease them so that you may be increased in them. Father God, we ask that you wash them in the blood of Jesus. Grant them with a clean bill of health. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that blessing, a prayer, actually, Loretta. Okay. Now we will recognize our birthdays for November the 22nd.
I had the 28th. I don't know.
28th, you're right.
28th.
November 22nd to the 28th. We're having birthday.
Aria have belated birthday. Her was on the 20th.
Aria?
Aria.
20th.
Did y'all talk to your brother's birthday yesterday, Daniel?
Daniel, yes.
Oh, Daniel.
Alrighty. Any more birthdays before we nominate someone to sing happy birthday? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Trey would like to sing happy birthday to Aria and Danny.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday to you, Sasha Chuck. Happy birthday, dear Aria and
Daniel.
Daniel. Happy birthday to you. God bless you.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Praise God.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna move on into our program, and we're gonna go to the point where we have an opportunity to either sing, say a poem, or testimony, or whatever you would like to share with everyone. Okay. And then I would like to start with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Trey would like to go. You lost your place?
I would read from Samuel verse 24. Again the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he instituted David against them, saying, go and take a census of Israel and Judah. So the king said to Joab and the army commanders with him, go throughout the tribes of Israel from Dan to Sheba and enroll the fighting men so that I may know how many there are. But Joab replied to the king, may the Lord your God multiply the troops 100 times over, and may the eyes of my Lord the king see it. But why does my Lord the king want to do such a thing? The king's word, however, overruled Joab and the army commanders, so they left the present king to enroll the fighting men of Israel. After crossing the Jordan, they camped near south of the town in George, and then went through Gad and on to Jazer. They went to Gilead and the region of Tophim, Hatshi, and on to Dan and around towards Sidon. Toward the forest of torches of Tarn, and all the towns of the Hivites and Canaanites. Finally, they went on to Beersheba in the Negev of Judah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Tremar. Next, Stacy.
That was Tremar.
Is Stacy, Kayla, and Ivana, we're all going to sing.
Amen.
Okay,
praise
the Lord.
In connection with the week of Thanksgiving, we'd like to first of all wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving as we sing, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh,
give
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. Oh, give thanks
unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is good. Thank you all for that. Okay. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Yes. Oh, it's going to be hard following those Amen. Trios there. Oh, my Lord. Praise
Amen.
God.
But,
I'm coming with the song. My two grand boys going to help me out here, Kadarius and Kamarian. First, I would like to share this prayer. It says, Precious Father, thank you for your promise to lead and guide us by your Spirit. We ask you to teach us clearly, know your prompting in your heart, so that we can follow your leading. And with that being said, come on, boys. Come on, you're messing up the program. Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Teach me louder. Got me. Lead me. Take me by my hand and lead me on. Take me by my hand and lead me on.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta. Come on
Amen.
And Kadarius. How you think
that
you
so
are?
Short.
I know. Getting started. All righty. Okay, next we have Auntie Betty.
No, I try. I'm going to try to sing tonight. After those two songs, I don't know. Okay, here I go. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to shout together one more time, yeah, one more time, oh, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One more time.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay. Auntie Janet?
I would like to share a poem from my devotional. And
Amen.
The background scripture for this poem is taken from 1 Peter 5 and 5. It says, likewise, young people, submit
mm-hmm.
yourselves to your elders. Yes. All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. The title of the poem is The Hole in the Water. Sometimes when you are feeling important, sometimes when your ego is in bloom, sometimes when you take it for granted, you are the best qualified in the room. Sometimes when you feel that your going will leave an infallible hole, just follow these simple instructions and see how it humbles your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water. Put your hand in it up to the wrist. Pull it out, and the hole that's remaining is a measure of how you'll be missed. You may splash all you please when you enter. You can stir it up the water galore. But stop, and you will find in a minute that it looks quite the same as before. The moral of this quaint example is do not just be the best that you can and be proud of yourself, but remember, there's no indispensable man. Amen.
All right. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Okay. Next, Pop.
Yes. Must there be going home. What is your interpretation of home? Home is where the heart is, where there is love, joy, peace, and comfort, and calm. Where unity with God is integrity, spiritual, the singing. I mean, the songwriter interpretation home explained. Mid pleasure, glamorous glory, though we may. May roam, be it ever humble. There is no place like home. Home, sweet home, to prepare your Savior for my heavenly home. The existence of a wood will provide it for humanity. For humanity, a home where love and joy, comfort, obedience, and peace abound. A home where all human needs are provided. The voice of the Creator is heard singing, come, for all things are ready. Come home. But they made light the invitation and went that way. Matthew 22:5. People are reckless to give their respect and their allegiance to the Creator. Neither is the respect of one another. Man creator says, I call heaven and had no record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both die and die may live. That we find Deuteronomy 30:31. Mm-hmm. Life is a valuable, livable, maintaining a real virtue. The goodness of God. No human being has any convincing and obtaining knowledge of the original other than the knowledge of creation. The Holy Holiness and the knowledge of creation by David being called God. No, I said that wrong. That knowledge of the original other than the knowledge of creation by a divine being and called God. That's not going to wreck no mind. And the law of God about man the dust of the ground and breathes into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a human being by the Genesis 2:7. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the pause. Okay. Last but not least, Mother.
Yes. I'm going to continue part of this what I read earlier, to the power for living. As you read through the Old Testament, they allude all the horizon of history. One person through whom God would establish his kingdom on earth, Jesus Christ. Michael said he would be born in Bethlehem. Isaiah said he would be born of a virgin and would be called Emmanuel. David and Isaiah told how he would die, and Job prophesied of his resurrection. Others point out he would be introduced by a stranger, prophet like Elijah, that he would work miracles, speak in parables, be rejected by leaders, be a smiter, shepherd, a man of sorrow, would enter Jerusalem riding on a coat, would be betrayed by a friend for 30 pieces of silver, and would be led as a lamb to the slaughter. He would die with the wicked. His hand and feet would be pierced. Not a bone of his body would be broken. Lot would be cast for his garment. He would be in the tomb 3 days, would rise from the dead, and would ascend it to heaven at God's right hand. It was foretold by David, Isaiah, Daniel, and Jeremiah that the Messiah will offer a new covenant for his people. He will send the Holy Spirit. His kingdom would be of the Gentile and would be universal and endless. All of this was written hundreds of years before Christ's birth. At this time, the angel appeared to the shepherd on the hillside, saying they had good tidings of great joy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Okay. Well,
that concludes our call. Before we go into the closing prayer, does anyone have anything else they would like to share?
Oh, I just want to say my granddaughter is here with me, but she is taking a nap. And she's going to be here with me through Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Right. Hallelujah.
Jordan is a name. I'm sorry, I didn't give a name.
Hello, Jordan.
All righty. Well, you guys have a blessed one. Okay, any more news before we do the closing?
I'd like to say I spent a day and a night at the hospital this week.
Yeah.
I could say maybe I'm well, I spent a day and a night there. I laid my back 10 hours. Nine hours, but they knew they had to come to that gym, so I had to lay on another hour. I told her he came in on time and then my other deal, and I said, all right then.
Praise the Lord.
I can't say no more about it because my sister probably still listening. She can't stand it. My older sister, she can't
stand it.
Don't need all that information.
Aaron.
I have the best Thanksgiving.
Is that?
I just said you all have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. You all have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Everybody have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You don't have to have a turkey to be blessed now.
Amen. Don't want one.
Amen.
Amen to that.
We got to eat. No matter. We got to eat.
Amen.
God, baby.
Amen, sister.
Amen.
All right.
Well, I will go ahead with our closing prayer. First of all, I want to thank everyone for their attendance and participation. It all makes it worthwhile. So let's pray. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go and trust in him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God see things. We should lean and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep the faith. I just want to sing one little chorus of a song. And here I am to worship. Here I am to worship. Here I am to sing, God, you're my God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
He is worthy.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, somebody else
want to
sing. Go ahead.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nettles family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared out of the 14 attendance. Actually, it was 17 attendance. After the 17th attendance, we should have something to grab hold on to help us through our busy week.
Amen.
Remember to keep God first in all that you do. And dear God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor to protect us from our enemy. May everyone have a happy Thanksgiving, and may your Thanksgiving be full of thanks and giving. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night. Love you all.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give thanks and give.